Please join us in welcoming Every Plate as our sponsor. Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49earsnacks. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
You're listening.
Bells are like this. And it makes my heart shake. And it's like music to my ears. It gives my mind a signal of bells.
Ear Snacks.
Welcome to Ear Snacks.
Oh, cool. Who are you?
I'm Andrew.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Andrew.
Hello.
Oh, and I'm Polly.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Polly. Polly.
Yeah.
Did you hear that bell?
I did. I'm still listening to it ring.
Oh, okay. Has it stopped ringing yet?
I'm not sure. Friends who are listening with us, what do you think?
Can I ring it again to see if we can tell when the ringing ends?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay. Here goes. It's hard to tell, Polly.
It is a little hard to bell. I mean, tell.
Hard to bell.
I think we better think a little more about bells.
Bells. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name is Fortney.
I'm Nora.
I'm Cora.
Berlin.
Max.
Hazel.
Where do you live?
I live in the City of Angels in the city of California.
I was born in L.A.
I live in Miami.
But now I live in Miami.
In Brooklyn, New York.
In Woodstock.
Dayton, Ohio.
And what should we talk about today?
Bells.
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 What's a bell?
A bell is...
It's something what rings.
A bell is something you ring, and also it can be a type of flower.
A bell is something
you can play with it. It's something you can make noise with. You can make music with it.
You ring it.
A bell is something that you ding and it makes the sound like ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
They can make ding, ding.
Ding, ding sound.
They sound like bells.
No, we should probably call a bell expert.
How about this?
Yeah.
Let's call someone
who
is great,
yeah.
And then we'll find out if they're an expert
on the
topic.
We'll see if they know anything about bells.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah, let's try it. Okay. Bring, bring.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
This is Andrew Leland, not a bell expert.
Oh, is that where you work? Do you work at a place called Not a Bell Expert?
I'm president of Non-Bell Expertise LLC. Looking for someone who knows a lot about bells? Keep walking.
Ghost.
Well, Andrew Leland, welcome to Ear Snacks. Would you tell our friends a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a North American mammal. I live in Massachusetts. I've got an 11-year-old son. He likes really complicated board games. So I spent a lot of time playing really complicated games with Oscar. I wrote a book that came out this summer.
What?
I don't know very much about bells, and that's pretty much all I got for you.
You wrote a book?
Yeah, I wrote a whole book.
What?
Every page.
What book?
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's called The Country of the Blind, A Memoir at the End of Sight. And memoir just means, you know, like autobiography, like it's about my life.
Memoir.
And at the end of sight is there because I have this eye disease that makes my vision basically go away extremely slowly.
How much vision do you have?
So I still have like a little tube of central vision that I can see through. But for the last 25 years or so, it's been like slow motion, gradually narrowing. So the book is about that experience, but it's also about the big, bad world of blindness. Because as I become blind, and it's kind of confusing, like, when am I blind? Does that hole have to completely disappear for me to be blind? Or am I blind now? I'm legally blind. All these interesting questions started coming up around blindness that I wanted to think about. And the best way for me to think about difficult questions is to write about them. So I looked into the history of Braille, which is how a lot of blind people read using their fingers instead of their eyes. I looked at how blind people watch movies and blind activists and just really went on all sorts of adventures and wrote about them to figure out what blindness means.
Yeah, so what does blindness mean? Some of you listening may know I think of myself as being blind, but I can still see a lot of stuff. Does it just mean like darkness, like seeing nothing?
People really think about blindness as a binary, which means it's either on or it's off. You're either see nothing or you're totally sighted.
Hmm.
And the reality is that blindness is way more of a spectrum.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo.
So like if you think about a light switch, right? A light switch is binary, right? You either flick it on, the light's on. You flick it off, the light's off. But the way that blindness works in reality is much more like a dimmer. Well, at what point are the lights off? If there's any shred of tiny little bit of light going, is the light on or not?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it's a tough question to answer. One answer that I've found in my explorations that I like is that if you need to use tools to do the stuff you gotta do. So like if the only way you're gonna read a book is with a big magnifier or using Braille or using something called a screen reader, which is like your computer can talk to you instead of looking at a monitor.
Mm.
Or if the only way you're gonna walk from your house to the park is with a white cane or a guide dog, you know, these are tools that blind people use. And if you need those tools, then you get to be part of the club. And it doesn't matter if sometimes you can still see some stuff.
Hmm.
Thank you for sharing with us and with our listeners about that. And all the people who hopefully are reading your book right now.
Yeah. Because
it's great and everyone should read it.
Oh, thank you.
Not just if you know a blind person or are a blind person.
Yeah.
Well, we want to get a little bit further into the book, but before we do it, we want to ask you
an important question.
An important question as a non-bell expert.
Mm-hmm.
What is a bell?
Whoa. It's a hard question.
A bell is something round.
Kind of looks like a ball with a stick at the top.
It's like kind of a circle.
Shiny, and I think it's made out of gold.
Gold metal.
It's yellow.
Some of them are made out of copper. Some of them are made out of silver.
The cat's bells are silver metal.
Bunch of different materials.
Just to make sure, in case anybody missed it. Up until this point, I'm not a bell expert. So you're just asking some dude what he thinks a bell is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's how
having
we do
established
it.
That. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a band I really like called Wire. And I remember they have an album called, I think it's called A Bell is a Cup Until It's Struck.
Oh.
You could drink out of bells.
A bell is a cup until it's struck. In other words, the thing that makes something a bell is its ability to become resonant. And until that point, it just might be a cup or it might be a U-shaped piece of metal or whatever. But if you strike it, then in that moment, it becomes a bell. I don't know if that's like a bellologist is going to be happy with that definition. But that's one thought. That's my first thought.
I'm so into that. That's my new definition of bell.
You said a word that I want to hear more about.
Okay.
Okay.
Resonant.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is resonant?
So resonance is, God, you guys are just making me pretend like I know what I'm talking about so much.
You wrote a whole book, Andrew. You
we
know
heard
about
you
some
know
words.
About
not
some
about
words.
Resonance.
Yeah.
Not about resonance.
What is it to you?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. In my heart, this is what resonance is. So sound is just air molecules vibrating.
When you hit the bell, there's a thing called vibration?
When you hear something, it's a thing in the world moving, and then that moving thing, whether it's a bell being struck or a plane passing overhead or whatever, there's all these air molecules that are vibrating, and then that goes into your ear and it vibrates your ear.
All the sound waves move to make the ding sound.
There's a great quote, sound is touch at a distance.
Whoa.
Even though it seems like that bell way across the park that's ringing noontime is at quite a distance, in fact, it's touching you because it's vibrating air that is actually going into your head. Resonance is that. It's the process by which the bell or whatever it is that is making sound is vibrating, and then those vibrations go out into the world in cool little, you know, you can imagine the little lines going wow, 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 out, 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 and then they hit your ear.
I'm listening to stuff, and it's called Ear Snacks.
Not everything is equally resonant. If I were to strike your plushy, Gumby, stuffy, I strike that and I might at best hear a ka-tunk.
Tick, tick, yeah. Tick. Crunch, 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 crunch.
But then you strike a metal bell and you're going to get wong, wong. And the great thing about a bell's resonance is that unlike Gumby or the couch or even like a piece of wood, the floor, the bell vibrates for a while. That's the best part of a bell. That's what makes a bell, really, is that it lasts, that resonance.
Your Snacks with Andrew and Polly.
Attention grown-ups, this one's for you.
Polly.
Yes, Andrew?
Are you making resolutions for 2024?
Oh, you know me, I love thinking about starting over in a new year.
Then get EveryPlate and take back your time by making fewer trips to the grocery store.
You choose your meals, EveryPlate delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can have more time reaching your New Year's goals. EveryPlate is a great solution designed to help save money and minimize mealtime stress. EveryPlate is sending us meals. So let's do this together. They have so many options, and just looking at the options, the photos and descriptions, it's making me hungry.
You know how Emmett tries all soups?
Oh, yeah, she loves soup.
They got hearty Tuscan white bean and kale soup.
Oh, yum.
You know how Izzy's been into salmon?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. They
got
feta stuffed salmon salad.
Oh, that's perfect for
him. You know how bacon is the only protein Gertie will eat?
Oh, yeah, she's like only on bacon. Bacon, bacon all day.
Bacon McHungry tortellini.
Are you telling me it's food and there's a pun in it? I'm sorry. Could this be any more perfect?
Ear Snacks is teaming up with EveryPlate, and we have a deal for you. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.49. You heard me right. $1.49 per meal, plus $1 steaks for the life of your subscription at everyplate.com/podcast. Enter code 49EARSNACKS. That's 49EARSNACKS.
If you're looking to budget your food expenses this new year, you can save big and eat great all at the same time with America's Best Value Meal Kit. Their meals are cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so ditch the takeout to save money while still enjoying fresh, satisfying, novel, fun meals. It's a super easy way to eat affordably. Put the money you save towards making 2024 plans.
In 2024, you can count on EveryPlate to make mealtimes easier without compromising on quality. EveryPlate recipes only include the highest quality ingredients, including sustainably sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings, so you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful.
Make a sustainable choice this January. EveryPlate offsets 100% of their delivery admissions, and their meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the United States. I actually was thinking about that as I was unpacking the EveryPlate delivery that came to us. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this box and this insulation, all these things can go in my recycling or my compost. And I was getting pretty excited looking at the meals and thinking about cooking with the kids this year. We have a new idea in our house that the kids are making dinner once a week. And that doesn't mean that we aren't supporting them with that. But this is going to be a great way for us to try out some new foods together and try some new skills in the kitchen together. So we're super excited.
Every Plate is America's best value meal kit. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal, plus $1 steak for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49earsnacks. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
You are listening to Ears.
Radio.
So, what kind of bells are there?
So, there are different types of bells. Like a jewel bell.
Sleigh bells.
Like the fireman bell.
Church bell.
Cats wear bells on their collars. If you live in the country, you might hear cowbells.
Musical bells.
Yeah. Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
You might hear bells when a door opens to a shop.
Jewel bells.
A doorbell.
And then it rings.
They go ding-dong.
The sound is saying, I'm here, you have a new customer. The cow's over here, I can hear it.
What are all those bells trying to tell us?
They're trying to tell you, like, something. Like,
it's trying to tell you time.
Dinner time.
My mom wakes me up with a bell.
It goes like, cuckoo, ding, cuckoo, ding.
They're telling us to wake up.
The bell rings, so then everyone knows that it's time to go up and get into class.
They all make the sound ding.
Ding.
Ding, ding.
A ding sound.
Dong.
Bunch of different sound tones.
Dee-lee-lee-lee-lee.
Do you have any bells?
Oh, yeah. We got one of those.
Okay, go get it.
I have this one on a tambourine.
And
I also have this one that's like a bracelet. And I have this one that I use in my dollhouse. Uh-huh.
Do you have any favorite bells?
I like to go to meditation halls, like Zen or different Buddhist traditions. And at the beginning and end of meditation practice, often they will ring a bell.
I have a singing Tibetan bowl.
A singing Tibetan bowl?
Yes.
Is that a bell?
Well, kind of.
It actually does look like a little cup just on a little pillow. And then there's like often a little wooden stick, but even stick isn't the right word because it's like a groovy, like dowel looking. And you just kind of go clunk.
It's a metal bowl with a cushion under it. And when you get the stick and hit it softly, it makes a ding sound.
It's for mindfulness, and whoever rings it, you have to stop what you're doing and meditate.
Most people use it for meditation, but other people use it as a signal.
It has a very lovely, you know, there's different sizes of them that have different resonances, different pitches, tones. But yeah, those are probably my favorite bells, so those meditation bells.
What's it doing in there?
It calms me down and it tingles a little bit.
I kind of get the feeling like my heart starts vibrating.
My head starts shivering and my heart starts beating.
It basically just marks the beginning and end of the meditation period. So when you hear it, you know whether you're sitting there or if you're late, you're like, oh, okay, the meditation period has started. And the idea is like, I'm making a commitment to sit still for basically until I hear this bell again.
Why don't they just make a non-resonant thing
yeah.
the signal?
Yeah,
for
hey,
that.
We're starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I've heard from a meditation teacher, if you listen to a bell like that, one that has a really long resonance where, you know, you hear, I think the music or the sonic term for it is an attack,
yeah.
maybe, and decay. So like, you know, when you first hit it, it's just so clear. It's like, dong. And then there's this, if you kind of imagine a graph of it, it's like slowly getting quieter and quieter and quieter. But it is a very long tail for some of these bells. And it can be very difficult, kind of like we were talking about with blindness, where it's like, at what point are you like, is that just the ringing in my head or can I still hear the bell? And that can be useful for meditation practice, which is all about paying attention and just being aware of the world around you. And then, but also kind of letting go of your awareness of that. It's sort of paradoxical, but I think a bell and listening to a bell disappear, the sound of a bell very slowly disappear, can be helpful as you sort of train your attention on everything that's going on around you.
I'm so glad they don't use a different sound then.
Just like an intercom, like,
ladies and gentlemen, meditation will begin in approximately 8 seconds. Meditation's time's gone.
You are listening to Ear Snacks.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
Polly, we've been talking with our friends and author of Country of the Blind, Andrew Leland, about bells.
Bells!
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 Should we go visit my friend Abby at LA Percussion Rentals to check out some of her 1,300 bells?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
This is the place.
We're here.
What is it?
It says LAPR. Whoa.
We are in a room.
It's so tall.
Hello. Wait, there's a person.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Abby.
Welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the Percussion Wonderland.
I'm so excited we're here. Whoa, what are those things over there?
Those are all sorts of different mallets and drumsticks and what we just call implements.
Implements?
Implements. Mm. I basically love anything I can hit. And this room is full of all the best things to hit.
I can't count how many things there are to hit here. Can we see some bells?
Sure.
Okay.
Where should we start?
Let's start with bells that look like bells.
Oh,
okay, bells that look like bells.
What does a bell look like?
Yeah, what's a bell?
So it's usually kind of smaller at the top, and then they flare out towards the bottom, and they're hollow inside, and they're made out of metal.
When you move the stick that comes out of the top, the bottom part of the stick hits the sides of the bells, making a ding sound.
Inside, there's usually what we call a clapper.
Clapper.
Which is the mallet that's essentially attached to the inside of the bell.
You move it side to side and it makes it ring.
You shake it around and it makes a noise with something inside it that hits the edges.
You shake the stick and it hits the edges. Boom, 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 boom.
A lot of these bells you shake and the clapper moves back and forth and it hits that metal and makes lots of sound.
You can hit it with something and then it makes a ding sound.
If you hit it, it dings.
It just depends because there's so many different types of bells.
What's that thing?
This is the church bell.
The church bell!
That is so loud.
Time for church!
What is this giant bell you have over here?
So this is a ship bell, and this was actually from a movie.
Back off, people.
Like 30 feet.
Here comes a big bell, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going under the bell. Okay, I'm going to grab this clapper here, and I'm just going to swing it.
Yeah, go for it.
Ready? Here we go. Polly's bringing her microphone closer to the bell.
It's gonna ring forever.
It's still going.
That's like clacker. You can hear the clacker moving back and forth.
Yeah, that's noisy clacker.
It's a noisy clacker. It probably could use a little bit of oil.
So these are two bells we might have found on a church or a ship.
Yes.
Okay.
I could use the other side of my mallet, like just the little wood part. Color is bad or this color is good. They're just different colors. Just like there's different sound colors. Same thing, right?
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
These are called elephant bells.
It reminds me of Santa's sleigh, kinda.
Sleigh bells, jingle bells.
Put your coats on, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's some more sleigh bells, but these ones are tuned.
Oh.
There's a little metal ball that hits the other metal, which makes a sound.
The bell hits the metal.
Wood? Not always metal, but look, it looks just like a bell.
So if it was made of wood, then when the thing inside it hits the edge, then it would be more like thumb.
Look at these giant ones.
They're huge. Ooh. They're so low.
And those still count as cowbells.
Cowbells.
Swiss cowbells. They're actually called omglocken. Omglocken?
Omglocken.
Omglocken.
Desk bells.
Oh, yeah. Service.
Service, please.
Hello?
Telephone bells.
Hello? Can you connect
Light
my call?
Bell?
My bell.
Yeah, don't fall. Oh, yeah. Bells are everywhere.
I went to Denver, Colorado, to a place called the Colorado Center for the Blind, where unless you are totally, totally blind, which is very few blind people actually are totally blind. Most blind people have some kind of vision. And so everybody at this school wears these sleep shades, and it just blocks out all the light. And this forces you to learn how to do things as a blind person. And you have to pass three tests to graduate. And once you pass them, then you get your freedom bell, which they, you know, engrave it with take charge with confidence or something like that. And then you get to ring it. And that's the sort of graduation ceremony at the Colorado school. That's the thing about resonance. You can ring a bell and then stick your hands on it. And like, you'll feel that thing.
Oh yeah.
Moving.
Did you get a bell?
No bell for me. Yet.
Yet.
You wrote a book.
Ooh,
you are the bell.
You have a long tail.
What is a bell?
So one of the things that this whole experience of becoming blind and writing the book really showed me is how normal it is for my son, Oscar, compared to my experience of it. All he's really known is like a dad with a cane. And so when I look at it through his eyes, he's sort of like, what's the big deal? Like, this is just how dad is. Like, he's got a cane. And that is really powerful for me because, like, he's the one person in my life who really can just make it feel normal in the way that it ultimately I think it should feel. Like the freedom bell. That bell isn't a special alternative weird thing. It's just, that's, they give you a bell when you're done and you can enjoy the bell. And it's kind of like so much of blindness should and can feel that way. And I think a kid, this kid, Oscar, has been so great at just helping me feel that normality that I didn't realize how much I needed.
I think that's something that's important about disability for parents and families who don't have a large disabled community nearby is the more dialogue and knowing there is around this, the more normal it all feels because the spectrum is wide.
Yeah.
In all of our lives, whether it's vision or hearing or neurodiversity, there's so many spectrums that we're engaging with now.
Yeah.
And it's so important that people are knowing the edges of the spectrum and everything in between.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Andrew Leland, thank you for being on Ear Snacks.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for writing your book.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Thank you guys for your very kind words about it. And this was extremely fun, and I love Ear Snacks. And I look forward to consuming more of them soon with Oscar. I can't wait to hear all the joyous, dissonant and resonant bells that you'll be laying over my voice and under it and through it.
There will be bells.
There will be bells.
Andrew.
Bye.
And that's our show.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you to Hazel,
Fortney,
Berlin,
Nora,
Cora, thank you so much for your patience, and I'm sorry it took us forever to write you back.
We did it, though.
And see you next time. We're at Children's Book World.
And Max, for sharing what they know about bells.
Thanks to percussionist and actual bell expert, our new friend Abby from LA Percussion Rentals for opening up her enormous warehouse, which is amazing, of percussion instruments.
Abby,
to our
thank
very
you for introducing us
ears.
To so many of your bell friends.
You're welcome. I was here with bells on.
Bell you next time. Thank you, seriously.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye.
And special thanks to North American mammal Andrew Leland, author of The Country of the Blind, for playing along with us as our bell expert, quote unquote.
Two blind Andrews in one podcast.
What do you know?
And thanks to you for wondering about bells with us.
They're kind of magical.
Yeah, I think so.
Bells are the language of fairies.
You are gummy bears.
Thank you, enjoyed being on your podcast.
Should we try again and see if we can tell when it stops ringing?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
We love you.
Ear Snacks
is made by
Andrew and Polly.
Thanks for listening.